Welcome back to A Little Grace to Grow podcast, and we try to get with you weekly here and give you a little devotion from the Word. We're going to look at Joshua chapter 7 today, and it's a familiar story for those who know the Bible. I want to talk to you about this topic, learning from defeat. Successful people do not reach success without experiencing some degree of failure and defeat. John Maxwell has a book called Failing Forward, and I love that idea. That's, if we're going to mess up, let's learn from our messes. So who are these successful people? They're people who learn from defeat. Joshua would lose one battle in his military career. It was a battle that would teach him a grave lesson. Those who are familiar with the Battle of Ai know that it was Achan's sin that brought the defeat. At least it was the primary reason. As we take a careful look at the chapter, there was another factor that led to the defeat of Israel against Ai. Joshua had neglected to pray. Isn't it interesting that after the defeat, Joshua went to pray and revealed his discouraged heart to the Lord, yet all the Lord said to him was, "Up, there is sin in the camp." If he had prayed before the battle the way he prayed after the battle, a number of things would have changed. Let me read the passage here out of Joshua chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. It says, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed the country." Number one, I don't believe Joshua would have sent the scouts immediately if he had prayed, because something else had to be taken care of. Number two, if we look at verse 3, it says, "And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few." So number two, the second thing he wouldn't have done, he wouldn't have listened to the strategy of the soldiers. There's no doubt God would have given him the battle plan as he did with Jericho. Number three, the military strategy would not have been based on fleshly wisdom. He would not have to underestimate the enemy, as God's people often do. Notice the text. It says, "They're but a few." This was the reasoning of his scouts. But once again, though they were where God wanted them to be, they were not, at that time, in the fellowship with God as they ought to have been. Well, that's why we need to be in prayer without ceasing, and pray about all things. This was one occasion Joshua had neglected to pray. They had just experienced a great victory over Jericho, and he neglected to pray before the next battle. And this is what has transpired. We come all the way down to verses 10 through 13. I'll skip ahead here. In verse 10, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up, wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, for they have taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also. They have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you any more, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, There is an accursed thing in the midst of thee. O Israel, thou canst not stand before thine enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you." So, the fourth thing we notice, the sin that doth so easily beset them would have been removed. God would have revealed Achan and his sin before the battle. It all happened because Joshua neglected to pray. But what we discover is, though he was in defeat, Joshua did not get bitter because of defeat, but rather he got better. Though defeat cost him, he would learn from it and never experience defeat again. All you got to do is read through the rest of the book of Joshua and you see a victorious captain leading the people of Israel. Have you been defeated? Defeat does not have to be final. Seek the Lord and learn from it. God wants you to be victorious. Remember, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. But what is faith if it's not resting in the Lord and in communion with the Lord? God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic week.